Good morning, Coach Painter.
Good morning.
We will get started with questions here for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And our first question comes from the line of Nathan Beer, Journal and Courier.
Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
You've talked about just the consistency that Carson has played with this season. And I was curious if, as you look back either to Taipei or to earlier this season, was there ever just a sort of a moment for you where you noticed that he had taken that step or that he had sort of absorbed what you needed him to for this season?
Well, he's obviously really talented. He can, he can really score the basketball. So, you want guys of that nature to be aggressive, but they also have to, be able to make good decisions. And he's a guy that can get into a rhythm shooting the basketball, but he also can fall in love with it. And he's got a lot of, positives to his game. Yesterday he had 7 assists, 0 turnovers, to go along with 18 points, was very efficient. And that's what you need. He's not just a good scorer, in my opinion. He's a good player, and I think that's what, as a coach, you owe it to talented guys to get them to be great all-around players, not just great in one area of the game. But his assist-turnover ratio has really improved, especially in conference play and better competition. He's made better decisions. He's been very aggressive, and we need him to get to the free throw line. We need him to drive the ball. And what's great about him offensively is, if that's taken away and he can't always get to the rim, he's got a really good pull-up. So he's got the ability to finish at the rim, get to the free throw line, make pull-ups, and obviously catch and shoot threes and rhythm threes off the dribble. So he's got the whole package, and so just continue to push him to learn from mistakes and to grow from them, but also stay aggressive. And whenever he's in advantageous positions, we want him to be aggressive, with the basketball. We want to be able to find him also, away from the basketball when he's open.
And your next question comes from the line of Dylan Sin, the Journal Gazette.
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my question. I was just wondering, now that Vincent's back, what is Grady Eifert's role going to be going forward in your mind? What do you see him contributing in the tournament?
Well, I think, hopefully, every team going into the tournament, the guys that play on Wednesday want to play 5 games. The guys that play on Thursday want to play 4. And we've been fortunate enough here in the 4th straight year to have a double bye. And we want to play 3. Doesn't mean everybody's going to do that. But the more depth that you can have and the more games that you can win, I think it's going to definitely help your entire team. And Grady was super in Vince's absence. He gave us energy. He played hard. He defended. Just very, very active. And so I think with games in succession like this, not just Grady, but, everybody that, comes off your bench and plays a role for your team, needs to be great, needs to be ready. But when you have injuries like this, that's kind of the silver lining, is it's next man up, and it allows guys to get more of an opportunity and feel more, feel more confident when they do get out there and get that chance to play.
Thanks.
You are welcome.
And our next question comes from the line of Adam Jarity, Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Matt. Looking back on the Ohio State game, I'm writing a story about Kata Bates Diop, and you were one of the first teams down the stretch to really make him work for his points. I think he had 18 on 17 shots, and I just wonder how much of a focus that is when you're planning for a guy like that. Like, how do you try to make sure that for him to get to his points, he's not as efficient as he had been earlier in the year?
Well, I think it's kind of twofold with him. He's so versatile and so long and skilled. You can put somebody like him, on him, but then he's going to be able to probably move better than that guy. We chose to put a guard on him, so then he has a size advantage over that person. So we treated him as a guard, and we wanted to knock out his threes. But we also got exposed a couple times when he, ran us inside when our help side wasn't very good and our pressure on the ball wasn't very good. So it's, when you deal with great players, sometimes you're like, as a coach at the end of the day, you'll take it. He gets 18 points on roughly 18 shots or something of that nature, or something close to that. But, when you do those type of things, they're still going to be able to score and make plays, and you have to be able to understand that, but you just kind of pick your poison. But he's a very good player and very deserving of all the honors he's going to get here in the postseason.
Thank you very much, Coach, for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.